us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. I love that. That's Psalm 95, verse 1. Well, happy Sunday. It is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for listening to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. How's the weekend coming along for you? I hope it's a blessed one for you and your family. And if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on Jesus. That's right. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we got a special program today. We're going to be playing your favorite hymns of the church. Yeah, I think you'll be blessed by this one today, including this one from the Tom Fetke Singers on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. playing your favorite hymns of the church right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, oh, I'll tell you what, I love weekends. It's an opportunity just to slow down just a bit. I hope you have an opportunity to do that this weekend. And Psalm 27, verse 14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." You know, friend, waiting on the Lord is like waiting for the sun to come up. You can't hurry it. You can't stop it. God is going to bring a sunrise to your soul. You will, friend. Just wait for it and trust Him while you wait.
My light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drowning storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time, maybe today, a couple of minutes, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And yeah, we update it with encouraging quotes, Bible verses as well. And we even have some contests. Win some pretty cool stuff as well. So yeah, just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. So two young brothers, they sat in the front row in the church every Sunday, observing their dad as he led worship. And one night after setting the boys to bed, the dad overheard one of his boys crying. He asked him, what's wrong? What happened? But the boy was hesitant to answer. And he finally confessed, Daddy, the Bible says we're going to worship God in heaven forever. And the boy went on to say, that's an awfully long time, because he pictured heaven as one long worship service with his dad up leading in front, and heaven sounded pretty boring to this kid. Well, I sometimes wish, though, friend, we had more information about what heaven would be like. We know this for sure. Boring can't possibly be the right word to describe it. Amen. We will see the beauty like we've never seen it before. Yeah, we'll definitely worship Jesus in heaven. We'll worship in heaven. People, the Bible says, out of every tribe and tongue and people in every nation will rejoice in praising Jesus. We will bask in the glory of the Lord's presence forever. How about that? But not for one second will we be bored.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine.
Favorite hymns of the church today on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you here on this Sunday. I hope you're doing well. Got my cup of coffee here. I am ready to go. Hey, just a couple weeks ago in church, we talked about faith, and one of the main scriptures we focused on was Hebrews 11:6, and it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." See, friend, faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, knows the unknowable, and receives the impossible.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. If not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy drove to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That soul.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Come, ye, come, ye, come, 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 come
That's right. We are lifting up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A great medley there. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. If you ever have maybe a song request, a prayer request, comment, question, or you just want to say, hey, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. I get it right to my phone right away. So I'd love to hear from you. Again, that's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Want to forget, coming up tomorrow, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday, 7:32 a.m. And again, for the rebroadcast tomorrow night at 7:32 p.m. as well. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.